that sentimental gentleman of swing, Tommy Dorsey, his golden-voiced trombone and his versatile orchestra, with Connie Haynes, Frank Sinatra, and the Pied Pipers, coming to you for a full hour from WCOL, Columbus, Ohio. Once again, we bring you three tunes in the Tommy Dorsey Amateur Songwriting Contest, and I hope more suggestions on how to write a popular song from Tommy himself. How's about it, Tommy?
What'd you say, John?
I says, how about more suggestions on writing a popular song?
Not anymore. I've sworn off. Besides, I'd like to start today's program by introducing you to our audience. Audience, meet our very able announcer, John Fell.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen?
Now, John, that's no way to talk. You want to say, howdy, fellow hepcats.
Well, howdy, fellow hepcats.
Well, let's give the kid a little bit of a chance.
There, see? Now everything's copacetic, and we can turn Connie Haynes loose on a little uptown jive called Swing Time Up in Harlem. One, two.
Thank you.
Now, Tommy, how about it? Aren't you going to give out with some suggestions on how to write a popular tune?
Not me, John. But let's catch Connie Haynes and see if she has anything to say on the subject. Oh, Connie, come here a second.
Here I am, honey.
Oh. John, in case you don't know it, Connie hails from slightly south of the Mason-Dixon line, from Savannah, Georgia, to be exact.
Of course, I've lost my southern accent, don't you know?
Yes, so I noticed.
Well, Connie, what we want to know is, have you any suggestions on how to write a song that might win a prize in our amateur songwriting contest? What kind do you like best to sing?
Let me see. I like nice, slow, lazy tunes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I like nice, jumpy tunes.
Yes.
Of course, I just adore boogie-woogie.
I see.
And that rumba rhythm, that gets me.
Well, I can see this is getting us nowhere. John, let's ask Frank Sinatra to sing something, and then we'll quiz him. Thanks, Connie. You've been a big help.
But I like all kind of other tunes.
That's all right, Connie. We'll call on you again. But right now, we're going to hear Frank Sinatra sing Love Lies. Sinatra right here ready for questioning on the subject of what rates highest with him in songs.
All right, Frank. Let's have some good suggestions for the amateur composers listening who may want to enter our songwriting contest.
Well, do you want me to be honest or polite?
Well, be honest, man. Out with the truth.
Well, frankly, I don't think the popular tunes of today stack up with the great favorites of the 1920s.
Mm-hmm.
I think any songwriter would do well to listen to a few of the swell tunes that everybody was singing 10 years ago.
All right, Frank. We'll give our listeners a chance. How about you joining in with the Pied Pipers and singing "The One I Love Belongs to Somebody Else," even though she doesn't in your case?
That's okay by me, Hoff. You just start the tune rolling and we'll come in at the right time. We hope.
Spokesman for the Pied Piper Quartet on the subject of popular songs. Pretty Jo Stafford, folks, the only feminine member of the Pied Pipers.
Well, I ain't been asked to give no opinion on nothing since Zeke done plunked that skunk of a Lim Juke square between the eyes. But I guess the same opinion goes now as then. It ain't what you do, but why you do it. Zeke had a reason for shooting Lim, and you gotta have a reason for writing a song. You gotta have the itch to do it, that's all.
Nice feminine type, don't you think, John?
Oh, quite, and a very interesting piece of advice, too. And maybe she'd like to introduce our next song.
I'll ask her. Say there, gal, reckon you could sort of give us a knockdown to the next number?
Why, of course, Tommy. It's Trade Winds, ladies and gentlemen. Sung by Frank Sinatra.
Pretty good for a hillbilly.
Have become thoroughly acquainted with the singers on our show, we'd like you to get a load of the band. Right, Tommy?
Yes, but from past experience with Johnny Mintz and Don Lotus reading lines, we're going to let the band speak only musically.
An excellent idea from all reports. But what's the number going to be, Tommy?
We're going to play one of our swing classics, Victor Herbert's March of the Toys.
And I'll bet you're going to turn those little toys into a bunch of little rug cutters during the number. Thank you.
Now, while Tommy is getting together three old favorites to bring up to date for modern consumption, I'm going to tell all you amateur composers how to enter the Tommy Dorsey Amateur Songwriting Contest. First, write to Tommy Dorsey, Hotel Astor, New York, enclosing a stamped, self-addressed envelope, and get an official application blank. Fill it in and return it with your song to Tommy Dorsey, Hotel Astor, New York City. Then next Saturday and every Saturday until further notice, Tommy will play three tunes sent in by you listeners. $25 will be awarded the tune which our studio audience votes best. $15 goes to the second best tune and $10 to the third. But remember, before sending in your song, be sure to write to Tommy Dorsey, Hotel Astor, New York City, and get an entry blank. No tunes will be accepted unless accompanied by an entry blank completely filled in. All songs will be judged on the basis of merit, and the decision of the judges will be final. And now, Tommy, how about those old favorites?
Here they are, John. You announce them and we'll play them.
Frank Sinatra prompts your memory of yesterday, singing, "If It's the Last Thing I Do."
If it's the last thing I do, I'll make you mine. Darling, the first thing is you in my design. Just like the stars guard the moon above me, that's just how I'll guard our love. So love me, please love me. If it's the last thing I do, I'll take your hand. And though I won't say a word, you'll understand. I'll build a dream just for two, and then I'll make it come true. If it's the very last thing I do.
Tommy's golden voice trombone is heard in I Live the Life I Love. Takes you back to the time of You're a Sweetheart.
You're a sweetheart, if there ever was one. If there ever was one, it's you. Life without you was an incomplete dream. You are every sweet dream come true. My search was such a blind one, and I was all at sea. I never thought I'd find one quite so perfect for me. You're a sweetheart, if there ever was one. If there ever was one, it's you.
Well, it's a far cry, Tommy, from the sweet simplicity of those hit songs of yesterday to the swing stuff of today.
It may be a far cry, John, but we're going to make it in one easy jump. We're going to let loose with a real killer diller called Losers Weepers.
And that suits us right down to the toes. Thank you.
And now, folks, Tommy has a very tender message in verse for you.
Oh, somewhere in this favorite land, the sun is shining bright. And somewhere bands are playing, and somewhere hearts are light. And somewhere men are laughing and little children shout. But right now, you're all going to hear from your local announcer.
Yes, but we'll be back for the second half hour of Tommy Dorsey in a moment. We pause briefly for station identification. Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. We're back with the second half of this full hour with that sentimental gentleman of swing, Tommy Dorsey, and his amateur songwriting contest. We'll have today's three entries a little later on, but right now, Tommy has a number I'm sure you all want to hear.
You're sure, John?
Positive.
All right, we'll see. We'll test them out. Audience, how would you like to hear I'll Never Smile Again? You win, John.
Well, how could I lose? This is the tune, folks, that brought fame and fortune to the amateur composer who wrote it, Ruth Lowe.
Well, all we can say is, go thou and do likewise.
Right. And here is I'll Never Smile Again, the nation's favorite, in that great arrangement featuring Frank Sinatra and the Pied Pipers.
Smile at you.
Well, Tommy, it'll take plenty of inspiration for another amateur to write a song as good as I'll Never Smile Again.
Oh, you bet it will, John. Donnie got a line here.
We made a cut. All right, Tommy. How about a little change of pace, then? Let's get away from this sentimental business and into the elemental.
In other words, you'd like a small helping of killer diller?
That's right, only perhaps a little more diller than killer.
Well, I think we've got just what you want. Blues No More, written and arranged by Cy Oliver.
All right, Mr. Dorsey, dish it up. Time has come, Tommy, to play the tune that won first prize in last week's amateur songwriting contest. If I remember, it was a swell tune, and this week's prize winner will have to go some to beat it.
Yes, last week's winner was right in there. It's a song called The Pied Piper of Harlem. It was sent in by Gordon Anderson of Baltimore, Maryland. And speaking of Baltimore, Maryland, we have one of our trumpet players down there who's in the hospital, John Hopkins Hospital. We're going to dedicate this tune to him, just to let him know that we still think about him, and we're just hoping he'll be back very soon. Pied Piper's going to sing Pied Piper of Harlem. Here it is.
lives a guy up Harlem way. Makes the hep cat swing and sway. You can hear him any day. He's a Pied Piper of Harlem. Children trail him down the street. Cut a rug on every beat. Plays his music hot or sweet. He's a Pied Piper of Harlem. When he plays a hot note, the jitterbugs go to town. When he's in the groove, swinging soft and smooth.
I mean to tell you, he's a killer, Jack.
If you're ever feeling low, here's a cure you ought to know. Cut a rug and jitterbug with a Pied Piper of Harlem. He's a Pied Piper from Harlem.
And that was the Pied Piper of Harlem, which won $25 last week for Gordon Anderson of Baltimore, Maryland. And now before Tommy announces this week's three tunes, I'm going to tell all you amateur composers how to get in line for some of the prize in our songwriting contest. First thing to do is to write today to Tommy Dorsey, Hotel Astor, New York City, and enclose a stamped self-addressed envelope so that we can send you an official entry blank. Fill in this blank and return it with your song to Tommy Dorsey, Hotel Astor, New York City. Each Saturday until further notice, Tommy will play three tunes sent in by amateurs, and the one that's voted best by our audience will receive first prize of $25, second prize is $15, and third prize $10. Once again, here's how to enter. Write first to Tommy Dorsey, Hotel Astor, New York City, and get an application blank. No songs will be considered unless accompanied by an entry blank completely filled in. The decision of the judges will be final. And now here's Tommy with this week's three tunes.
Thanks, John. Before playing the first tune, I'd like to ask our studio audience to help us as much as possible in choosing the best tune. We have a very excellent applause meter hooked up to catch every ripple of applause. So when you like a tune, applaud. When you don't like it, don't. And please wait until the music has stopped before applauding. Because that makes the reading of the applause meter a lot easier. All right, here's a tune number one for today. Love Isn't All That Bothers Me. It was sent in by James Ude of DeKalb, Illinois, and Connie Haynes will sing it.
Moonlight serenade never thrilled me much at all. I was quite amused, never thought that I would fall. But everything has changed, you see. And love is all that bothers me. Summertime and spring were just seasons of the year, marking spaces off on a dreary old career. But now all this has ceased to be, and love is all that bothers me. Now my life is centered around those three little words, has been ever since we met. Skies are always sunny, even though it may rain, and I can't believe it yet. Hope I stay this way, may the feeling never go. Say you love me too, that is all I want to know. I couldn't ask for more, you see. For love is all that bothers me.
And that was Love Is All That Bothers Me, the first tune in today's Tommy Dorsey Amateur Songwriting Contest. And now here comes tune number two.
The second tune was sent to us by Al Selden of Greenwich, Connecticut, and Sam Wagstaff of New York City. It's called How Could We Know? We'll have Frank Sinatra sing it.
How could we know
that skies were gray instead of blue. How could we ever know that love is seldom true? How could we tell that you and I were not the kind to find a happiness for two? We thought we'd found a love song. We thought that our life was made. But we found that love songs are the songs that fade. How could we know that love has faded us to part right from the very start, when love was all aglow? How could we tell? How could we know?
Tommy, what's the third tune in today's contest, now that the applause for How Could We Know has died down?
The third tune selected by the judges to be played today is What Did I Say to You? It was entered in the contest by Eddie Kern of Brooklyn, New York. I'm going to ask the Pied Pipers to take care of the vocal.
Did I tell you that I care? How I wondered if I dared. Yet it might have been true, dear. What did I say to you? All the stars were shining bright up in heaven on that night. Love was just made for two, dear. What did I say to you?
When I held you in my arms, then kissed you once or twice, did I say I love you?
That moment in paradise, did the moon force me to stay? When I tried to run away, when we both were in heaven, what did I say to you?
That was entry number 3, What Did I Say to You? And how does the applause meter look now, Tommy?
It looks a little undecided, John. I think we'd better give it another chance to make up its mind. Let's have another round of applause from those of you who liked the first tune we played. Love is all that bothers me. All right. Now about a second vote on the second tune we played. How could we know? Very well. Now let's hear from all of you who prefer the third tune in today's contest. What did I say to you?
Well, Tommy, the boys are busy watching the applause meter, and it looks as if we'll have to take time out to study those figures.
All right, John, you study them while we play East of the Sun.
Okay, Tommy, but tell me first, what are you and the boys doing here in Columbus?
Oh, we're in town to play a little date at a place called the Dale. I can't tell you what the first name is because they got a special law, see?
It wouldn't but be Valley.
Well, he might be a singer, but it's out here, a little ways out of town. It's called the Dale. And if you want to say Valleydale, it's all right with me.
All right, I'll say Valleydale. Tonight, Tommy Dorsey. Yes. Okay, Tommy. And folks, East of the Sun is a special swing arrangement in the same style as Tommy's arrangement of Marie. Frank Sinatra and the whole ensemble are featured vocally in this number. Results have been duly tabulated, and Tommy Dorsey is all ready to announce the winner in today's amateur songwriting contest.
Yes, and here it is, folks. How could we know? So $25 will go to Al Selden of Greenwich, Connecticut, and Sam Wagstaff of New York City for writing it. And now Frank Sinatra gives a short reprise of today's winner. How could we know?
Skies were gray instead of blue. How could we ever know that love is seldom true? how could we tell that you and I were not the kind to find a happiness for two? We thought we'd found the love song. We thought that our life was made. But we found that love songs are the songs that fade. How could we know that love has fated us to part right from the very start, when love was all aglow? Could we know?
Well, Tommy, how did the other two tunes end up today?
Second prize of $15 goes to Eddie Kern of Brooklyn, New York, for writing What Did I Say to You? Third prize of $10, of course, is awarded to James Hude of DeKalb, Illinois, for writing Love Is All That Bothers Me. And that's all the amateur songwriting contest till next week.
Yes, but that isn't all the music for this week. What's the wind-up tune going to be, Tommy?
Oh, it's a super-duper-duper-duper-duper killer dilla called So What.
Which is not nearly so lackadaisical as it sounds. National Broadcasting Company hopes that you have enjoyed this full-hour program with that sentimental gentleman of swing, Tommy Dorsey, which has come to you from WCOL, Columbus, Ohio. We cordially invite you to tune in next week and hear the three tunes selected to be played in the Tommy Dorsey Amateur Songwriting Contest. This is the National Broadcasting Company.